Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
The Patriots honestly would be better off if Belichick was taking a leave of absence right now and Brady was there.
So I want to thank Tom Brady, and I want to thank Gronk. The public always says, if I was you, I would play for free.
Belichick was starting to push the narrative. Maybe this should be the last year for Tom Brady. That word got back to Brady.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Let's be honest with Merlone. If it wasn't for me, average.
Taking credit for this?
Yeah, I'm like best thing that's happened to Lou's career in the last year or so.
50% is the whole the tension issue, like the bill, the Guerrero.
25% is contract.
How much is family?
25.
So let's do this. Hold on. Let's do. No, I'm not taking a break yet.
Oh, you shut up.
Lou, you know this is a pattern. Once you make sense to him,
you're his not response making any sense.
You're speaking for me, which drives me insane.
Let me.
If I was speaking like you, I'd talk right here.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
The general public has a very strong view of what respect for the flag is in that moment. We have language in our policy, standing at attention with hats off and focused. And I think the general arbiter will be the clubs and the league.
Isn't that part of what the issue has been with the National Football League over the last year, is that the public is divided on what is patriotism, what is showing respect for the flag? Because I didn't think what Kaepernick did was showing respect to the flag.
I remember
they've got a lot of people
during all of that. Yeah. We would take phone calls, and you would get like two phone calls, both people from the military, right? Military background. One extremely offended, and the other one not, because the other one's thought is more or less, this is why we fight.
Yeah.
You know, this is the freedom of America to be able to express yourself. Meanwhile, the other guy who was experienced in the military is offended by it. So how the hell can you sit there and go by the general public? You're absolutely right. Everyone's got different feelings.
This is crazy.
I thought this was America.
I don't think he's been listening to what people have been saying over the last year. Well, why does he not understand why the media brings up Colin Kaepernick's name every single day? You don't think the commissioner knows he hasn't talked to football people? He's not looking at the collusion in a lawsuit and saying to football people, hey, can the guy play in our league? No, he can't play. He sucks. He's terrible. He can't play anymore. He's a backup. Nobody's going to pick him up. He knows all of this. So why does he not understand why the media is constantly bringing up Colin Kaepernick's name? Because it's their political agenda. They're using it right now. They're using Colin Kaepernick for the cause. What does he think people are going to do here? He thinks that the public understands what respect for the flag is. That's the issue right now. That's the issue we're having in the country, isn't it?
So do the Patriots have to kind of, I guess, release
policy.
A statement about their policy?
Sure. It sounds like every team does now.
This is the way we're doing it. We are going to, because listen, if we're getting fined for a player taking a knee when the league is telling them not to, what are we saying? We're going to find them also?
Yeah, I think Bill will break it down in his press conference tomorrow. He'll give you all the details.
Well, you know? He's going to have to run down the whole protocol. That is something that he can't avoid. That's the question that he answers.
Yeah, it opens the door. Maybe they're all on the same page. I don't know. But for us to scrutinize 32 different policies. Right? It's going to be 32 different policies. Every single team's going to have a different mindset. So, you know, this team is you know, you're gonna respect the flag, and this is how we do it. Other teams, like, so it's just going to be, 32 different opinions?
Yeah, but what does it tell you?
Great.
What does it tell you? Because the players wanted money for social issues, right, to help society. They got $90 million out of it. And yet the Players Association today is mocking the league, basically saying we were never involved in any of this stuff. They're making this all up right now. We had nothing to do with it. So the league is handing over $90 million. And the players are sitting there going, no, this is not what we wanted. And so the commissioner actually thinks that the players are going to be respectful and follow his policy?
Yeah.
He's crazy. He's crazy. They just got $90 million for what they wanted to work into the community and the neighborhoods, and they're telling you, we're not going for this.
And this being such a political issue, and based on the way Trump kind of brought the NFL and the NFL owners into it, I just imagine what it was like in those meetings, as far as, because if you're an owner that hates Trump, you don't want to find or make one hard standing fast rule, because it's almost like, okay, Trump wins. If you support him, well, it's like, oh no, you support him. So you had to force, or you had to make it where each club mandates their own rules and regulations. But the general hard rule is, listen, all right, you want to go out, go out. But if you are going out, you got to stand up. You want to stay in, you got to stay in.
Well, first of all, if they were trying to please Trump because they were, or maybe fearful of Trump because he'd be tweeting about this stuff, I'm not sure you do it the way you're doing it right now. When guys don't show up out on the field, and Trump reads about this stuff and finds out that there are certain guys that are in the locker room and they're not coming out for the national anthem, do we not assume right now, are we that naive that we don't realize that he's going to tweet out,
get that son of a bitch off the
field? Thank you. That's what he's going to do.
Okay, so let's.
He's going to create even more political
trouble. You want to hear from the owners? Because I feel like we should
hear
from the owners.
How about Michael Bidwell?
Okay.
Arizona Cardinals.
I think putting the focus back on the game, making sure all personnel stand on the field and honor the flag, the anthem, and the moment. And so I think it's been a good discussion internally with coming up with this policy. And it's a league-wide policy that clubs on a club-by-club basis will be able to enforce with workplace rules. So a little bit of clarity. It is a league-wide policy.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
If it's a league-wide policy, the commissioner in his statement said that each individual team, after the team is fined, or the individual team's going to be able to deal with it the way they want to deal with it. How is that a league-wide policy?
The other thing, too, we talked about was good internal discussions. I think the Players Association saying, well, I'm glad that all you billionaire owners had nice discussions amongst all of you and what's best for your teams.
What about us, the millionaires?
But why don't we get there? We weren't involved in those internal discussions.
Right.
The billionaires usually went out over the million.
There would be a fine from the league against the team. The team will have its own work rules, will be consistent with the overall policy, and they will make their own decisions about how to manage that from there on the club level.
More owners. This is Art Rooney of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Obviously, we want to continue to work with our players and make sure that they feel that their point of view has been respected. I think the fact that those who are not comfortable standing for the anthem have the right to stay off the field. So we're not forcing anybody to stand who doesn't feel that's within the way they feel about the particular subjects. But those who are on the field are going to be asked to stand. You know, we've listened to a lot of different viewpoints, including our fans, over the last year. And I think this policy attempts to come out in a place where we respected everybody's point of view on this as best we could.
Okay. I'm not sure I buy that. Certainly there is a large group out there, and it's not small. It got Donald Trump into the White House. There's a large group out there who are sitting there saying, I expect that these professional athletes are making all this money. They should be out there in the field. They should respect the flag. They should stand at attention. They should put their hand over their heart. All of that. I get that. And you don't want to lose them as viewers of your sport, okay? Fans of your sport. But did we not listen that there's a whole other side to this? And he just said it. So we're going to sit and address the stuff with our players. So if you have a player that sits there and says, Mr. Rooney, I've got a problem because I disagree with our policy here, our policy there. I'm talking about the government's policy, the United States policy. So I know I've got to go out there and I've got to respect the flag. So I'm willing to do that. What avenue are you going to give me to be able to express my opinion so I can tell people, as much as I do love this country and I'm willing to stand for this country, on the other hand, I'm pissed off because, you know, I don't think that cops are doing the right thing, and I think they're, you know, right now they're picking out people based on color. And you're going to be dealing with this, guys.
Yes, and that's what I said earlier. That's just you can't unring the bell.
Right.
This is the life we live now. These are the issues they're going to have. And since the NFL didn't get it right the first time, they're forced to kind of, you know, throw this out there, which I would say 90% of the time you're probably going to have an issue. But to your point, if I'm the owner, I say, you know, I don't have to give you anything. I don't have to give you a platform. I don't have to.
individually, you want to sit there? We've already discussed this flag.
What did Art Rooney just say, though? We're going to have to deal with the players, right?
Well, you're going to have to deal with the players as far as how you discipline them, like what your general rule is. The league said they're going to fine me, guys. Hey, I own the team. I'm putting you in first-rate hotels. I'm making sure you guys have a nice big plane with lots of room. I mean, whatever
so
you guys want.
So if they're going to put it in teams' hands, will there be a team out there that says I'll allow my players to express their beliefs during the anthem?
Well, then they're fine. Then that owner's going to get
well. They
fine.
Can't. They can't.
He's going to get fined.
No, they can't. They can't during the anthem because the anthem.
Can.
No, that's a league-wide rule in the anthem. You can't disrespect the anthem.
But what are we allowing each owner to deal with it in his own way? Then I mean that's impossible. So if the rule is you have to stand with respect, and we're going to leave it up the policy up to each individual team. There could be an owner out there that says, you know what, I'm fine with paying the fines. My team can express themselves any way they want.
Yeah,
focused.
But he's got to be willing to do that.
Guys are going to want to play for me because how I address these issues and the leniency I give my players.
How about the new owner?
You want to be a free agent? Listen, we may not be able to pay you as much, but listen, I mean, we're easy when it comes to fining. You can say whatever you want.
The new owner of the Carolina Panthers. They made a big deal about it this past week. Politically, he can't stand Trump. Totally against Trump, right? So maybe he's one of those guys. Maybe he's the opposition here, right?
And I would say, what's it like in North Carolina? What's the temperature there?
Charlotte's a little bit more. I would think a little bit more liberal. We could look and see how they vote.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't mean to just throw that at you.
Yeah.
But honestly, like that could be it too.
You know, you mentioned before, like raising the fist.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't have. I guess Art Rooney was talking to Dave Burkett of Detroit Free Press. Art Rooney, the owner of the Steelers, and he says that raising a fist would constitute disrespect to the anthem. So here we are with the interpretation of it, right? He says, I think any form of protest is a form of protest. We didn't define exactly what we'd have to be doing it out there, but I think everybody understands what it means to be respectful during the anthem. So he told this guy at Detroit Free Press that he believes that raising a fist is disrespectful to the anthem. So now it's all about interpretation. So the general public doesn't have the same views.
Of course they don't.
About disrespecting the
public. Of course they don't.
Oh.
I look at it, and to me, they're standing at attention.
Focus,
not necessarily hand on the heart, but I don't know about focus. But standing at attention, that to me is respectful of the flag.
You know,
but other people may look at it differently. Didn't we go through this all last year that there were a majority of the people, media people, by the way, majority of the media, who were sitting there saying Colin Kaepernick deserves the right to do what he's doing out there, even though the league, the business, as you referred to it, is losing customers. They were losing customers because of this. They did surveys out there, as did their partner networks, and they said we're losing people because players are being disrespectful to the flag. But the media was sitting there going, Kaepernick's not being disrespectful to the national anthem. No. He is somebody who cares about America dearly, and he wants to change some of the inequities that exist right now here in the country.
See,
none of that's changed today.
I would have just, it's like, instead of just having one rule, hard and fast, dealing with the after effect, the aftershock, and dealing with, we just the other day, we just listed, the top 10 highest rated of 2018, the highest rated shows on TV. What is it? Out of the 10, 8 of them were football related.
Yeah.
They're not suffering. Nobody's hurting.
Except that, like anything else, your business should increase every year. The percentage of your revenue should increase, and they're starting to see
But I'd also say, okay, are you the type of person that looks at the stock market every single day?
No, it's different.
And freaks out?
No, it's
okay?
different.
Okay, over a 10-year period, do you think the NFL is growing or shrinking?
I think they're concerned, or they wouldn't be doing something like this unless they're concerned.
They're
concerned. You know?
No, they are growing.
Yeah, they're concerned. Well, I think the ratings are a little bit deceiving in that you've got so many choices and everything is getting watered down. Let's take some phone calls. One of our favorite callers, Jermaine in East Boston, always good. Jermaine!
Yes, Glenn, I gave you a lot of credit for being one of the smartest guys when it comes to Celtics.
I remember that.
City.
It was nice of you. Now you're going to hammer me. What do you say,
Wiggy? Your phone's horrible.
Wiggy, we should probably call your show and like call with a really bad phone.
Because I can't understand a word you're saying.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
My phone is perfect. It's just
Hey, we can't even hear you.
Hey, Wiggy, why don't you have one of the kids operated for you so you can call on these shows, okay?
I got these new phones. Glenn, can you not hear me?
Did you understand what he said?
No, he sounds like he's talking into a can.
You got better connection when I hear you on TMZ.
What is wrong?
By the way,
you're worse than the guys that call out of Providence.
How is it that TMZ always finds you? Do you call them? What's going on there?
No, I'm all over the place. But let me get to this. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's very simple. The rule is, it's made it easy on the NFL. I think it's a great rule because it basically tells every team, hey, you have the right to decide whether or not you want to come out for the national anthem or stay in the locker room. And I'm going to bet you that probably all teams are going to come out. And if a player does not want to come out, he can stay in the locker room. If he decides to come out and take a knee, then that team's going to get fined. It's so simple. It's 2 + 2. equals 4. I mean, that's the rule. I think it's a great rule. I think it protects the NFL. It protects players from having them to be fined. And if they want to protest, all they got to do is stay in the locker room. And guess what? The media will make a point to say, oh, so-and-so stayed in the locker room. I think this is a great rule from the NFL.
Yeah.
Glenn, I expect better from you.
I know you do.
Well, actually,
I expect a better phone from you.
You would think he would have some sort of cell phone deal. With all the appearances he makes, somebody would be like, I made this call with AT&T.
Brand new iPhone 7 Plus, the latest technology.
I'm surprised he hasn't worked out a deal with TMZ because they're constantly tracking him down.
ISDN.
They have his own line.
He's got a little satellite dish on the top of his car.
But see, the issue I have with that is the media will come to the team that has, let's say, two or three players that sit in the locker room. And they're going to come up and ask them questions when the game is over.
Sure.
It's going to cause a distraction for teams because instead of talking about the football game, media members are going to be interested in, hey, the safety sat it out. He was in the locker room for the anthem. What's your issue? Go down to the left guard. What's your issue? That's going to be this thing is not ending. This is not closing it out. It's opening up the door right now because there will be players that will stay in the locker room.
But there isn't I feel like you have to be vague because it is vague. Like it has to be vague. I can only identify two things that I guess kneeling and holding up your fist. Show me something else,
Christian.
Tell me something else.
But that's what I mean. Like if you want to, show something. If you want to protest. And again, you symbolize something else. Closing your eyes during a national anthem.
Not being focused.
Would that not be focused?
He's not focused.
He's blinking.
He's blinking constantly.
He's blinking.
If you believe in the cause, then you're doing something to get noticed.
That's what the guy do. Guy stand at attention, put his hand in his heart, and then start blinking. Yeah. Like, I don't really believe
pulling
this.
Pulling their ear.
No. I just think the door is open. The one way you could have accomplished this, and maybe the Players Association wouldn't go along with it. Maybe they're lying in the way that they're dealing with it today. But if you were to do what the NBA did, and you say, okay, everybody's got to come out for the flag, because you might not like certain things in this country, but we do have to show respect, because the flag does represent a lot of different things in this country. So then you allow players to be able to speak about those social issues. How does the NBA get away with it and nobody bitches? Do you hear any of the Trumpites? Did anybody hear Donald Trump bitching about the NBA players coming out and openly talking about stuff that's going on in society, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear it.
Not disrespecting the flag.
No. So what you do, but this is not going to do it because some guys or a majority of them are going to respect the flag. You know why, Lou? Because they have to. And other guys are not going to. And those guys are going to be interviewed by the media who have their own political agenda. And those guys in the locker room are going to say, most of those guys out there totally believe exactly what I believe. They're just afraid because they're going to lose their job.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be worse. It really is. All right, 617-779-7937.
From 10 to 2, it's experts only.
You sound like an imbecile. You're losing an argument to a so-called baseball guy. You sound like Johnny Gomes talking hockey. Tell me what a switch hitter is.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Who's the arbiter of respect for the flag? What would be considered disrespect for the flag and the anthem?
The general public has a very strong view of what respect for the flag is in that moment. We have language in our policy, standing at attention with hats off and focused. And I think the general arbiter will be the clubs and the league.
That's where he's making absolutely no sense. That's the dumbest thing. The general public has an idea of what the respect is.
Sure
did he not watch the election? The last time around, is he not
the general public's on the same page with a lot of things.
That's unbelievable.
No doubt.
It is unbelievable. We are a country that is more divided than ever. And this guy's coming, no, I'm going to leave it in the hands of the general public. They know exactly what's respectful and what's disrespectful. Let's go to Ryland in a car. Ryland.
Hey, guys. I am having such a hard time with this right now. They are exactly net zero of where they were before they came out with this press conference, right? How is staying in the locker room during the national anthem not disrespecting the flag? How?
Oh, the commissioner said that everybody understands. The general public understand what's respectful.
Don't want to see it on the TV.
It's unbelievable. You take it away from they're going to see the players not standing there, aren't they?
Yeah, but it won't be viewed that way. It'll just be like, all right, you know what? No one's visually disrespecting it. They're just not out in the field. That's and somebody kneeling during it is a worse look than nobody being on the field.
So you're going to have some sort of event happen with some rogue police officer sometime in the future, and you're not going to have anyone out on the sidelines during the national anthem, and that is better than people. They're net zero. You're exactly net zero from where you were before, boys.
I'm with you, and I think that's a possibility.
Even worse.
We have an event leading up to the weekend, and a team decides, you know what, they're going to find our ownership, big deal, we're going to stay in.
I'm just saying, not an event that divides the country. What about an event that would bring it together?
Right.
What about 9/11?
Yeah.
What about Boston Marathon? What about some just tragic event in this country? That's not a time when sports and you see the emotion and you see the patriotism and you see all the players out in the fields. They're going to, on a moment like that, they're going to stay in the locker room?
No. You know what? I can tell you this
not
right
a
now.
Chance
you know
no.
what?
No.
Here's the thing.
And if they do, can you imagine the backlash
to
that player?
You're not even going to know it. Like, if you're not into that
you
city, someone doesn't know. You know why? Because I can tell you, and I will make a bet with you on this one.
Oh, good.
Another lunch?
You owe me nine lunches already. Who do you like in tonight's basketball game?
Someone will ask NBC, ESPN, CBS, Fox, what are your plans regarding the anthem? We're not showing it. We're taking the game from kickoff. That's what they did last year. They stopped even showing the kickoff. They didn't even do it. Why? Because you know what? Because to protect themselves from something just like that, they're not gonna have to do anything about it because the rule for them is going to be set in stone. If they make the rule like, listen, we're going to show the anthem. Now everybody knows the anthem's being shown. Something happens week six. Okay, hey, these guys aren't even out there. Oh, actually, only half the team's there. What's going on?
Yeah, but in the event that I'm talking about, right? I mean, still, to me, one of the most memorable events, you know, post-Boston Marathon was the Boston Bruins, you know, and the national anthem, and the showing of the fans and how they got involved, and you saw the players on the ice, you know, and so an event like that, you don't think these broadcasts are going to want to show the anthem? Just to show it all.
I think that is a special circumstance.
Drapes. It is about ratings.
No,
but
is about ratings. Some crazy event, something that no one could ever imagine. A bunch of planes, crashing into buildings. Yes, I would think that would be considered a special event for the league. And I don't think you would have an issue from anybody because who would be the dink who would say, you know what? I know
I'm gonna kneel during that
thousands of people died. You know what? This is my moment. I'm going to take it. Not even
you would
know
hope,
that's
no,
not going to happen.
So.
No, you know, it won't.
Oh, yeah,
it wouldn't happen at all. I remember when that was happening when I was playing. I mean, it was, you couldn't find a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, you'd have to be a real a-hole. You'd really.
They wouldn't do it. They'd go back to the old way.
You'd put yourself in a really bad position. See, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be smart for the league to work with their TV partners and say, hey, guys.
That's already been discussed.
Yeah, guys, right? don't put it out there. But I will tell you, there's another element out there. That's why there's a divide in this country, a split. They're going to sit there and say, wait a minute, I want to see the national anthem before the games. Mm-hmm. I want to have that on the air. And if you don't think that's possible, and you don't think that the guy who's sitting in the White House is not going to be tweeting that out when he doesn't see the anthem on the first game of the season, then you're not paying attention. Here's Mike in East Longmeadow. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What do you got?
I haven't called in a while. You guys have got me going again.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I got this. Glenn, I can't believe you're making such a big deal out of this. To begin with, every time this thing ever came about, it was always one, two, three players. We're not talking about 50 players or 30. We're talking about a handful of players across the league that were kneeling. So now the commissioner and all the other people involved, you're making it sound like it was just Goodell's idea, said, you know what, now you have a choice. If you want to go out and honor the flag, you go out, and if you don't, you don't. What is the big deal?
The big deal is what you do is you do what the NBA did. And you go to the Players Association and say, guys, we want to end this practice because this is hurting our business. It goes back to what Kirsten was saying. It's a business problem right now. I understand that you guys have issues. Let me finish. You have issues, okay. Right? You
I
have
just
issues.
Be able to finish myself.
Okay, I'll let you back. Let you get last word. That
go
fair?
Ahead.
Okay. I understand that you guys have got certain issues that you want to express your opinion out there. We're going to let you do that. On the other hand, we're going to make it a rule that everybody must stand for the national anthem. How do they get away with it with the NBA players? The NBA has a rule. Everybody stands, shows respect for the flag. You don't even see anybody doing any. They don't even lock arms. You're not seeing any of that stuff. They're just standing at attention. And then the guys on their free time, and they get plenty of attention with it, get to express their political views.
But, Mike, let me just say this quick before we let you have the last word. That's not what the league is doing. Because what you said is, hey, if you want to stay in, stay in. If you want to come out, come out. Just be respectful. The league is not leaving. Maybe some teams will have that philosophy, right? Or
right.
Policy. We don't know.
Right.
We have no idea. So it's individually, it's up to the policy. The team, rather. It's not a league-wide policy.
Right.
Well, I agree. But most of the stuff that I've ever seen with the NBA players did not happen on the court, like happens on the field with football players. The other thing is you hit the nail right on the head when you talked about the Red Sox that went over to the Yankees. I mean, there are league rules. The league is saying this is what you got to do. The teams are going to handle it their own way.
Good luck.
I can't imagine any team allowing themselves to be fined week in and week out without inflicting some sort of punishment to these players. I just don't understand why they have a choice to either go out or not go out. Why is that such a bad thing? I don't get it.
Well, what about the guys that don't go out? Is that going to be an issue?
No, why would it be an issue?
Oh, my God.
They're going to get tired. They're going to get interviewed, but don't let them get interviewed.
Mike, I love you, but you're so naive. Because the media is going to be all over that. They're going to find out. They're going to know, first of all, which guy stayed in the locker room. And the reason you stayed in the locker room is you're making a political statement. Okay, that's what you're doing. That's the disrespect you're showing to the flag. You're staying in the locker room. Then they're going to ask him what your political issue is. And the media, on the whole, very liberal, very progressive, if you want to use that word. They're going to love it. They're going to eat it up, and it's going to create even more issues. Sorry. I think it will. Glenn's in Natick. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Glenn, you're absolutely right. You're hitting the nail on the head on that issue. The thing that always bothered me, I did not mind that Kaepernick kneeled and a couple other guys to start with. But the point after that is like, all right, now what are you kneeling about, and what are we trying to do about it? Now, I know the NFL set aside, I don't know what it is, $90 or $100 million. I guess going forward, like to me, the best thing to do is identify what are the three or four or five issues that these guys are protesting, and let's start tackling these issues. You know, however they do it, whether they partner with local nonprofits or police and local, and start showing some progress. Kneeling doesn't do anything. It's just an arbitrary sort of thing. It's like, what are you doing to improve it? That to me is the key. And if they could start getting on that track, maybe some of this stuff will sort of dissipate over time.
I would agree with that. I think the league thinks that throwing $90 million at the problem is going to solve it. And there are players, as you know, Christian, that do work, a lot of work in the community and do stuff in the off season with some of this stuff. So there's some guys that are active with it.
Yeah, it's not going to solve it. But to your point about the NBA, like how they get everyone, all right, they're out there for the national anthem. But then beyond that, they're probably addressing things, dealing with things. That, to me, is the model. Now, I understand there's a lot more guys than 12 guys in a football team, but that's sort of the key. Again, like, kneeling, again, I'm not one of those people that gets too hung up on all that stuff. It seems to be a respectful way to protest. But so what? What are you doing? You're just freaking taking a kneel. It's like, what does that have to do with anything else?
Well, you're already seeing it. How long did it take for the NFL Players Association to respond? How long did that take? 15 minutes?
They
10 minutes?
It.
5
they
minutes?
Had, they had it in the right. on deck circle.
And they basically called the commissioner a liar.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
We didn't agree to this.
Called him a liar.
Everything you told
this.
Us, that whole player, that whole like NFL like player commission that we were meeting with. And
you lied.
A great dialogue with. You know what? You guys lied to us.
So what does it tell you that they got $90 million for the players and their causes, and they 5 minutes later, they're calling out the commissioner and calling him a liar? It's because this policy is not going to work. And the players are not going to go along with it. And it's going to create, I think, a bigger issue in the end. All right, we got one more segment to go here.
Back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier.
You like Glenn Ordway?
He's a little bit of a fraud. And
please continue.
And I've told him this. He wants everybody else to be a dick, but he wants to be the nice guy standing in the background.
I agree with that 1,000%, Glenn.
On Sports Radio WEI.
So now after they lose the game,
what have you gotten right?
No, what have you gotten right? At least I'm taking a stab at it. At least I'm playing the game. You're not.
You're worse than the weatherman out there.
What are they? If you know them, tell me what they are.
I don't have to worry about 0-1-0. The ratings. I good deliver stuff. My game whether one person is watching or a million
the
people are watching.
The only time people talk about your show is when worry you talk about
the ratings. We're really going to talk about ratings right now.
No. Sure.
All right.
Then Dale was a dick. Dale was a dick, and he ended the whole conversation. And then everybody was nice, and they held hands and kumbaya, and it was just they ruined it. Ruined the moment. I was listening.
That was good. Back and forth. I loved it.
Trapes is pretty good when he comes on, especially with the with Celtic stuff.
Sure is.
Did you guys notice on when ESPN does these things and they go around the table and they say Paul Pierce and Chauncey Billups and Jalen Rose, they ask who's going to win the game. Each one of them gives a prediction. And then Michelle Beadle says, I don't give predictions.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
She does a show. She does a talk show in the morning. Yeah, an opinion talk show.
But here's the thing. It's not like you're calling the game. This isn't like College Game Day.
Correct.
Where Kirk Herbstreit is like, listen, I'm calling the game, guys. Right. I can't give you a prediction. That's not who you are.
Why can't you give a prediction?
I don't understand it. She hosts the studio show in which Billups, Paul Pierce, they're all involved. I don't get this. That's and she weird. Does a show in the morning, does she not? The giddy up show?
Get out of bed.
Get whatever.
Get it up.
And
get up again.
Is anybody else
down.
Nervous that like now all of a sudden Charles Barkley feels like the Celtics can win this series? Because he's been wrong
Charles
the entire
wrong.
Time.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about
opening night with your Celtics.
People whose opinion I just do the opposite. Skip Bayless.
Lou, they're going to play with great confidence.
Charles Barkley.
They're going to play with great confidence.
Glenn Ordway.
Yeah. I feel confident Celtics will win this game tomorrow.
I'm all right then. You feel confident. I'm good.
Right.
It's all that
you feel
plus,
confident.
Lou's got the Celtics winning in five.
Yeah, so they're going to win this thing tonight. They're going to end this series tonight.
Tonight game counts as two.
But, you know, as confident as I feel, because I think that, you know, Al might actually show up because it's a home game.
Amazing.
And other guys like Rozier and everybody. In the back of your mind, you're still worried about LeBron in the fourth quarter?
Yes.
You are. But I still think they can beat. They'll win tonight.
I like to call it a scared.
Yeah.
So I do, and I'm not I'm not ashamed about saying that in this series, I think the Celtics personnel wise, once you move past the best guy in the game, the Celtics are a better team. They'll be more athletic tonight. All the nice things we were saying about them in the past. Now I think this will be a closer game than we got in the first two, because you know Cleveland's found some things that they can do. But in the end, this is an athletic team. They're really good. Now, LeBron in the last few minutes, LeBron in a game seven, which I think that's where we're headed. Yeah, I'm scared of LeBron in game seven.
Yes. Kind of watching, seeing what happens with the Terry Rozier matchup. You know, how many times can LeBron find that matchup, get what he wants, you know, get switch, get one-on-one Rozier? Well, how do the Celtics counter it? I think that's kind of like the big thing.
Be fun to watch. See how it plays out. So where are the boys today? West End Johnny's?
Era West End Johnny's.
Oh, I love West End Johnny's. Lou,
which one?
Lou did a
commercial.
Lou did a TV commercial like 20 years ago. Yeah. Did you see that commercial?
No,
it's like he's in high school.
No, he did one. That was Skinny Lou.
It's West End Johnny's. So they're not that, because he just opened up a new one at Fenway.
He did. It's great over at
Fenway. So they're not at the Fenway one?
Which one are you at, Dale?
We're down here by the garden.
The original one
where Lou does
Socks on the road.
The commercial. You've seen that commercial, right, Dale, with Lou
good
on
commercial.
There?
I have.
Me, Scal, Troy Brown.
By the way, Glenn, speaking of being a dick, you've been fired more often than me. Why don't you worry about your own show?
Dale's taking a shot at me now.
I got my money on Dale.
I don't think you're any longer the program director here, are you?
Keep firing him,
Dale. He thinks he is, though. If you listen to him long enough, you know he thinks he is. He invented Sports Talk Radio.
Look at Glenn just digging.
You were the one that brought it up. They just played the promo. You brought it up, and I just reiterated.
I heard. I was listening.
I heard. Okay.
We got the microphones and speakers on down here. We hear you.
Good. All right, what do you got in the show, though?
We are down here at West End Johnny's, as you guys pointed out. Tomasi is here, but we'll talk to Alex Cora at 3:30, obviously talking a lot about the NFL and the Celtics. And Cora is at 2:30, by the way. I was supposed to say that.
Yeah, you got to get the right
2:30. 2:30, Alex Cora. Got it.
All right, boys.
All right, boys. All right, boys, we'll do it again. Tomorrow we're going over to see kids over the Jimmy Fund. Let's go.
Yes.
We're out of here, Paul.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.